Welcome to the 358th episode of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, but my co-host, Keita Roberts, is not with us tonight. She's on assignment. But every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, www.danschlossberg.net. Tonight, our guest is my longtime friend, Denise Seoman of the Phoenician in Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome back, Denise, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's my pleasure, too. And Travel Itch listeners, make no mistake, I love the Phoenician. I've been there many times, stayed in all kinds of great accommodations, enjoyed the restaurants, loved the spa, and the location is fabulous. In my mind, it's the best resort on the planet. Plus, it's constantly changing. So my question, Denise, is what's new and what's planned at the Phoenician?
Well, thank you so much for your kind comments. We're very excited. We have recently completed a three-year renovation where virtually every part of the resort has been touched, the largest renovation in our 31-year history. So we have a brand new spa, which actually was just named a 2020 Forbes Travel Guide five-star award winner, one of only 85 spas in the world to receive that honor. First time we've ever had a spa here at the resort that received a five-star award, so we're just thrilled about that. We have new restaurants. We have a brand new Phoenician Athletic Club that includes a 4,600-square-foot fitness center, seven new tennis courts, two pickleball courts, just so much to see and do here. And, of course, you can't beat our destination, nestled right at the base of Camelback Mountain.
Well, although I don't play golf, I saw gorgeous golf courses at the Phoenician. And am I right that you actually golf uphill?
You do in certain parts of the course. Now, that was part of our renovation. We originally were at 27 holes. We went to 18 holes, but the entire course was redesigned. It's a more flexible type of course, so it can play to your skill level, whether you're a every once in a while golfer or you're out there day in and day out. And so you do get some beautiful panoramic views of the downtown Phoenix as well as the valley beyond. But yes, you do have some interesting hillside play right up against the mountain.
And really photogenic. How many acres are dedicated to golf?
It's about, I want to say, probably we're around a little over 1,600 square feet, actually. So it winds around the resort. As you come in off of Camelback Road, the main entrance, you'll see part of the golf course there. And it literally winds around the golf, clubhouse and the resort, around Camelback Mountain, and then comes back towards the front.
We're talking with Denise Seoman of the Phoenician. Denise, the very first thing visitors notice about the Phoenician is its incredible landscaping, which starts right at the entrance. Some guests actually stop to take pictures of the Phoenician sign, and I know that because I'm one of them. So is it fair to say the Phoenician is in bloom all year?
Absolutely. Just incredible foliage and florals throughout the resort. You'll see that as you come up the drive, the service drive is actually lined with flowers. And we have about 30 landscapers on property daily that are working on our landscaping. And those flowers get switched out every 2 months to make sure they're as fresh as possible.
At my last count, Denise, the Phoenician had 9 pools, including some dedicated to kids, some dedicated to adults who want a quiet poolside experience. Has that changed at all?
The number of pools stays the same, but we have done a redesign as part of our renovation. So our main pool complex, the Phoenician Pools, is a 3-tiered pool complex. The upper level is kind of more the recreational pool area. That's where the kids can play with their water noodles and balls and things. The center pool is now adult only, And the lower pool we did not touch. That's original to the property, and that's the mother of pearl pool, which is hand-laid in mother of pearl tile. When it was originally designed and built in the late 80s, it was the most expensive pool in the country at over $1 million. Now, what we've done recently is in the center of all that had been our bar and grill, but that broke up the view to Camelback Mountain. So we tore that down, moved our bar and grill area over to the west side of the property. And in that center area, it's shaped like a diamond. The part of that that faces north is reservation only, but it's family friendly. And on the other side, reservation only, but for adults only. So during those peak times, during spring break, for example, when you want to make sure you've got a chair and don't want to have to worry about running down early to grab a chair, you can actually reserve your space, and so you have it for the full day.
And Denise, walking around the Phoenician is also a rare treat, especially for those who stop at the koi ponds. Please tell our listeners about those giant goldfish who actually beg for food.
Yes, actually, we have a large number of koi on property. We're close to about 200, and actually they reside in some of our ponds now located on the golf course. But you can certainly feed them, and they're always anxious to have you come up and give them some treats.
Well, we have to talk about your spa, Denise. I know that you said it's been changed, updated. I know it's primarily a girl thing, but I enjoyed a tremendous treatment or two myself when I was there.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just for women. And as I mentioned, it is a five-star spa, one of three in Arizona. It's a complete new spa. We tore down the original Center for Well-Being and built this three-story spa, which includes a rooftop pool, a dry bar where you can do hair blowouts, nail salon, 24 treatment rooms, a fitness center with movement studio. The locker rooms have a hot tub, steam, and sauna with incredible views of Camelback Mountain. We even have a tranquility suite for couples, and we have a quiet relaxation room, which is an area where you can kind of cuddle up on a lounge chair with a blanket and a pillow and just rest, take a little nap, or meditate after your spa treatment.
That all sounds so inviting. And my partner, Keita Roberts, is not with us tonight, but I'll still speak for her. He wants to know about dining at the Phoenician. How many restaurants, how many chefs, how many specialties of the house do you have?
Well, we have 8 restaurants, and that includes some really special offerings, such as our afternoon tea, which is served 6 days a week. Seatings are between 2 and 3 p.m., and it's a 3-course offering, which includes finger sandwiches, scones, and desserts, and that's all house-made by our award-winning pastry chefs. We have J&G Steakhouse from Jean-George, originally inspired by his steakhouse concept. We have Mowry & Cotton, which was a new restaurant that debuted in fall of 2017 as part of our renovations. It's a modern American cuisine, but it's done with simple ingredients, but tons of flavor. It's a lot of flame-cured, the fire, the grill, the smoke, some really delicious offerings there. And then the last part of our renovation, just opened a year ago, is the Phoenician Tavern, which is at the Golf Clubhouse, and that's where you're going to find your polished pub grub, fish and chips, burgers, crab rolls, and, of course, some incredible desserts like butter cake and cookie skillet ice cream. So again, some just amazing offerings and something for everyone, whether you want to go a little higher scale or you're looking for something very casual.
And could you talk about the wine cellar at the Phoenician?
Yes, the Praying Monk Wine Cellar, that again is original to the property. We did not touch that during the renovation. It's a working wine cellar that's also used for private dining. It can seat up to 12 guests. So it can be used for anything from maybe a small executive dinner from a business perspective to maybe a multi-generational family gathering. But it's right off of Mowry & Cotton, and it has the look of a wine cellar from Europe. Actually, the original owner of the resort was in Europe, was at a castle, saw the wine cellar there, and basically had it replicated here at the Phoenician. And it's named the Praying Monk, after a formation in the rocks at Camelback Mountain.
We're talking with Denise Seelman of the Phoenician. Denise, we should talk about the different accommodations. For a resort that has enough rooms to handle the population of a small city, the Phoenician never seems too crowded. So where can people stay? The main building, private villas, or even your resort within a resort?
Exactly right. We have a number of offerings depending on what kind of experience you're looking for. If you want to be kind of in the center of everything, close to the restaurants, close to the main lobby bar, you would want to stay in the main building where we do have guest rooms and suites. Our guest rooms start at 600 square feet. They were also redesigned as part of the renovation. If you're looking for a more residential feel with kind of drive-up parking, which is great for families with children or with pets, that they have access directly to the lawn and the pools, then you have our casitas, which again have guest rooms and suites available. And then we also have the Canyon Suites at the Phoenician, which is our resort within a resort. It is a boutique hotel, 60 rooms, 40 of which are suites, a much more exclusive experience, and it's the only AAA 5 Diamond and Forbes 5-star hotel in the greater Phoenix area. So guests have some exclusive amenities there, including a complimentary daily breakfast, yet they have access to everything on the Phoenician grounds.
And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travelitch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Keita Roberts is off tonight. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. The Phoenician has collected a myriad of awards, Denise, including 5 diamonds that you just mentioned and 5-star ratings. So would you elaborate a little bit?
Yes, as I had mentioned earlier, for the first time ever, we have a spa, the Phoenician Spa, receiving a 5-star rating. The Canyon Suites at the Phoenician is both 5 diamond and 5 stars. The Phoenician itself is 5 diamond and 4 stars. And those are awards that we're very proud of, not only for receiving them, but for the number of years that we have received them. With the Phoenician, we've received the 5 diamond award more than 14 consecutive years. And for the Canyon Suites, it's been more than 7 consecutive years. So we're very proud of those awards. And really what it comes down to, we have a beautiful, beautiful property, and of course that's part of it, but the core of those awards is the service, and we have a very dedicated and passionate crew that works diligently towards our service culture, which is about providing memorable experiences and personalizing those experiences.
And with such a beautiful setting, Denise, does the Phoenician host weddings all year?
Not necessarily all year. During the summer, during the warmer months, that tends to be off-season time, although occasionally we will hold weddings indoors. But most of our weddings here, people come to use our beautiful outdoor settings with Camelback Mountain as the backdrop. We have a variety of different locations, including the Orchid Lawn, which is at the main building. It has a beautiful tropical setting with a waterfall behind it. And then we have another beautiful lawn setting at the Canyon Suites, which is literally located right at the base of Camelback Mountain.
And, of course, speaking about things that are beautiful, watching the sunset from the main lobby balcony while listening to live music from the piano is a scene that is hard to describe in words. You want to try?
Oh, it is difficult to explain because until you've experienced it, you really won't understand. But the Thirsty Camel Lounge, which is on the main lobby level, has a terrace that has incredible panoramic views of the resort and the valley beyond. And an Arizona sunset is nothing like anything you've ever seen. And each one is different. Colors are incredible. We've got fire pits out there. And then a great experience with the Thirsty Camel itself. In 2019, Forbes named it one of the world's best hotel bars. So that was another great award that we're very proud of. And it's a wonderful way to end the day, have a glass of wine, sit around the fire pit, and watch the sun go down.
Excuse me. Your overall location is really terrific, a stone's throw from Old Town Scottsdale, upscale shopping, and movie theaters. Guests never have to leave, but when they do, isn't the Phoenician right on the border between Phoenix and Scottsdale?
That's correct. Right between Phoenix and Scottsdale. So we're literally 5 minutes down the road from Old Town Scottsdale, Scottsdale Fashion Square Shopping Center, which is one of the largest malls in the state. All kinds of boutique shops, dining options, nightlife, and then just about a 30 to 40 minute drive to downtown Phoenix as well. So if you're coming into town to catch a game or maybe see a concert, you're very centrally located to everything.
How close to the airport, Denise?
We are literally 9 miles, so it's no more than a 20 minute drive from the airport. So again, very convenient.
And we're talking with Denise Seelman of The Phoenician. We'd like to know more about your peak and bargain seasons. Right now, you're probably packed for Cactus League baseball, although I know baseball is temporarily suspended. But do more families come out when schools are closed in the summer?
Actually, we see a lot of families typically in the spring. When traditionally we are having, you know, Cactus League baseball, we get a lot of people that come from Chicago, a lot of Cubs fans, a lot of San Francisco Giant fans. So the peak season typically is February through the end of April. And that's when, again, we're pretty much at capacity almost every day during that time. Our slower season is the summer, so from about Memorial Day through Labor Day. And that's when you are going to get your best deals. Yes, it's hot. It's the desert. But it's just like adjusting anywhere else. You know, if you want to play golf, you do that early in the morning or later in the evening. Otherwise, during the day, if you're outside, the pools are just wonderful. Otherwise, you're inside, maybe having lunch, having afternoon tea, or enjoying the spa. During those that staycation season, as we typically call it, that's when you get your best rates of the season. And this summer, our rates will be starting at $179.
Oh, that's terrific. Does the Phoenician offer any packages for special occasions like Mother's Day, July 4th, Christmas, New Year's week, anything like that?
Not necessarily for specifically for the holidays, but we do offer packages, whether you're looking to, you know, do a couples kind of a getaway or a golf getaway, or maybe looking for like a certain number of nights stay with an extra night complimentary. So if you go to thephoenician.com/offers, you'll see all the packages we have available.
And since we mentioned holidays, how far ahead should people book, especially for Christmas, New Year's week?
Christmas, New Year's, I would definitely suggest booking by September, October at the latest, because those dates really do fill up quickly. And if you're looking to do some of our specialty offerings during that time, for example, afternoon tea fills up incredibly fast during the month of December. So even if you're coming, you may want to go ahead and book ahead of time, even earlier than that, to make sure you have your table for afternoon tea during the holidays.
And speaking about vacationers, you have such a beautiful setting out there for the Phoenician. When you go on vacation, Denise, where do you go? Where do you like to go?
Well, I'm a Midwest girl, so I just love woods and trees and creeks and streams. So I do a lot of vacationing during the summer up in northern Arizona, where you can have about a 30-degree difference between here and Phoenix. Usually rent a house up there and do a lot of hiking. And I just enjoy a lot of times just visiting friends throughout the United States. So it's always great to visit our own country and see all the offerings that we have and the beautiful country that we have.
And I also know that you're an animal lover. You've had a number of animals of your own. And, of course, the Phoenician is pet-friendly. You want to talk about your interest in animals a little bit?
Yes. Yes. Just ever since I was a child, I've been incredibly interested in animals and just have a deep love for them. So I've volunteered at animal shelters before. I do have animals of my own. I've rescued some animals and found some homes for them. And I actually sponsor a horse right now at an organization here in Arizona called After the Home Stretch Arizona. And what they do is find forever homes for retired racehorses. And so I sponsor one of the horses they currently have with them.
And I'm sure you get a lot of celebrities out there. Are you free to mention any names, or is that beyond the call?
Unfortunately, in respecting the privacy of our guests, we are not allowed to share that kind of information, although I can tell you one that obviously became very well known while he was here was President Obama. He was the first sitting president we had ever had stay at the Phoenician. We've had all U.S. presidents stay here from President Reagan on up, but that was all after they had been in office. So President Obama was the first one to stay here while he was in office, and that was, of course, quite a thrill.
Oh, I bet it was. But I bet you had to give up a lot of rooms for the Secret Service, right?
You know what? It was a very interesting experience, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to experience it. And it was just a lot of fun to be able to share this beautiful resort with the first family.
I remember when I was up in Kennebunkport, Maine, near the Bush compound, I saw President Bush, the first one, number 41, on a boat. And he was on a motorboat, but he was followed by a speedboat, kind of a raft speedboat. And on it was a sign that said Secret Service. I'm thinking, if it says Secret Service, not much of a secret.
That's true. That's true. I'd have to rethink that one.
Anyway, okay, Denise, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests, so please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into the travel hospitality world, and how and when you came into your current position at the Phoenician.
Well, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I went to the Ohio State University. Go Bucks! I have an undergraduate degree in journalism and a master's degree in sports management. So I actually started out in sports publicity, worked at Iowa State University, and then worked for Fox Sportsnet, and then just wanted to try some different things and was fortunate enough at the time to work for Princess Cruises for 4 years. And then eventually that kind of led me more into travel and tourism, made my way out to Arizona and worked for Best Western Corporate Headquarters, where at the time we were the official hotel of NASCAR. So I did a lot of marketing and PR in relation to those promotions. And after being there for about 3.5 years, the position at the Phoenician opened up. And I remember when I first moved to Phoenix, the day before I started at Best Western, I came out to the Phoenician for an event, and I stood on that terrace of the Thirsty Camel and looked at this incredible property and said, wow, if I could get a job here, this would be the ultimate in my career. And 3.5 years later, it happened. So I've been very blessed.
So how long have you been there altogether?
I'm going on 13 years now. Yeah, it'll be 13 years in August. Yeah, so I just love it. The people are incredible here. I still drive in every morning and look around and just, you know, and just amazed by what a pretty this is and the incredible offerings we have and the incredible opportunities I've had. So it's definitely my home.
And you're a wonderful host to visiting journalists. I can attest to that from multiple visits. Also, I want to ask, is there anything that we haven't, asked that you'd like to add?
I think just, you know, we're constantly, in addition to our ongoing activities, we're constantly introducing new offerings and new events for our guests to experience. For example, we have a program called Champagne Saturdays that is held the first and third Saturday of every month. And it's basically taking that experience at the Thirsty Camel and just kind of taking it to another level. It's more than just the glass of bubbly. So it's a three-course offering, small bites that are accompanied by your selection from three different tiers of champagne. Great opportunity for a date night or to get together with friends and just get dressed up and have a night out on the town. Again, those views are beautiful off the terrace at night, too, with all the lights of the valley lighting up the sky. And then we have other specialty programming. We have this month on March 20th and then April 16th. It's a four-part dining series, and those are the last two installments of the series called Fierce Females at the Phoenician, and it features all of our top female chefs, and it's been very popular, very well received, and we're looking to do a little bit more of that. So just make sure that you check out thephoenician.com, and you'll learn all the latest and greatest there.
That is terrific. Our special guest tonight on Travel With Radio has been my longtime friend, and colleague Denise Thielman of The Phoenician. Thank you, Denise, for being our guest on Travelitch Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Thank you. And listeners, thinking about gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or graduation, consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal, 465 pages. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or even for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travelitch Radio. Next week, we'll talk to Renee Graham of Fulton, Missouri, home of the Winston Churchill Museum. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking also for my absent but wonderful co-host, Keita Roberts, a.k.a. Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night. It gave me a I could take my